We're back here now in the second hour, and go ahead and play a little bit more of that, Sam. See if I can stand it.
They hire a teacher to be full-time in a classroom with a certain number of children. However, if that teacher is considered a special teacher, meaning she works also with the Luciferian Brotherhood or sovereign military training programs, the school pays for or has a third-party payee who finances another teacher to come in to stay with the remainder of the class who are not part of the special program training. How many years has the Casper, Wyoming School District, along with other school districts in the United States, continued to operate this way? Who is aware of these operations within each district? There are many individuals I have not identified yet who were part of the Luciferian Brotherhood Circle in Casper, Wyoming. I believe many of these unidentified individuals are still operating in the area through the educational system, through Luciferian Brotherhood orders that are prominent in the area. These prominent orders include A. Order of Priests of Melchizedek, the Holy Order of High Priesthood. B. Order of Golden Dawn, or Ord Temple Orientis. C. Order of Hibernian, connected to 4-H, Future Farmers of America, Girl Scouts, and Boy Scouts. D. Lions Club. E. Honorary Order of Rotarians, a.k.a. Rotary Club. F. Ancient Order of Foresters and Ancient Order of the Tall Trees. G. Brotherhood Order of Odin.
Uh-huh.
H. Order of Preceptors.
Odin. Okay.
Those in the sovereign military will be assigned to these circles and reared to serve the elite in them.
This Order of Odin, we're going to get into a little bit more about the Delphi murders, and you'll see how that connects. Go ahead, we'll listen a little more. Thank you, Sam.
Barry will be assigned to these circles and reared to serve the elite in them. In the 1980s, it was my experience that the majority of these orders met at the schools, churches, and locations I have identified. Several of the locations have underground Baphomet statues where they worship at. In the 80s, the Casper Police Department were highly involved in the Sovereign Military Order. The Police Department sigil, see Exhibit D, tells you that the department is connected to the Order of Hibernians. The dual flags are the same style and shape that the Order of Hibernians use. The red, white, and blue coloring tells us that you have the Sovereign Military versus just recruitment phase Hibernians. The spears with fleur-de-lis on the ends tell you that the police are under the preceptor of the Luciferian Brotherhood. The U.S. flag tells you that they are subservient to matrons in the Masonic Order. In the system, the Brotherhood will use the American...
The audio didn't come through there, that good translation. That's fleur-de-lis. Go ahead, Sam.
...subservient to the Order of Odin and lodges connected to the sacred underground cities of Valhalla, located in Valhalla, Kansas, and Shambhala, located in Topeka, Kansas. What is a preceptor? A preceptor is a positional name within the sovereign military system. There are three preceptors over each preceptory. The preceptory can also be called a prior and is the regional headquarters that the sovereign military operates out of in a regional area. The preceptor's job is to oversee the preceptory in their regional area and the orders of knights who are assigned to that preceptory. Preceptors are distinguished from knights in meetings by wearing a white robe with a vertical line with two horizontal lines through the upper half of the vertical line on the upper front left quadrant of the robe. See Exhibit E. I believe this is why the territory they police is called a precinct. It is my full belief that Bishop Hubert Joseph Hart was one of the three preceptors for the Casper area for sovereign military training from 1982 to 1987, as the preceptor symbol indicates on his mitre. The hat dress they wear. See Exhibit C. His oversight most likely went beyond 1987, but I've listed those dates because that is the time frame I witnessed and experienced his oversight of the area. Grand preceptors wear robes that are green and white in color. Hart wore green and white robe at times. Preceptors are also trained within the Mormon Church. See their training manual for those who will oversee sovereign knight orders, regionally called preceptors, by John Nicholson.
Well, hang up there
preceptor
again, Sam.
I
just want to add, when I was talking with Tom, and this is part of what I was trying to bring forward about Mormons. Go ahead.
They will use for those trained to oversee the missionaries that go out into the communities. Preceptor's Guidelines, see Exhibit F. Locations where I witnessed the Luciferian Brotherhood and Sovereign Military Order committing crimes against children. 1. Natronic County High School, including the pool and underground tunnels. 930 SLMST/Casper, Wyoming, 82601. 2. Kelly Walsh High School, including pool. 3500 12THST/Casper, Wyoming.
I'm just going to give a bunch of addresses there, I think, now. And it's posted in the chat if anyone wants to see the whole thing. And I also posted a link, TimothyCharlesHolmeseth.com/affidavit. And she's done several. And this just happens to be an audio version, so I thought it was better than me reading it. Now, people want to get upset that she's not reading it. Well, she wrote it, and you can find it, okay? And then, you know, they've been admitted into evidence. So, you see, she's talking about Casper, Wyoming here, and Poseidon missiles supposedly there, too. But she's also talked about Rockford, Illinois, and the Catholic Church is there. And the Indiana Delphi murders and how that is Knights of Odin in the police department. Now, we know that a lot of the police departments are Masonic. If not all of them, but they don't all know it. You know, all the police may not be participating. But there they practice the Knights of Odin, and apparently that's what's been shown. It's come forward on these two girls, Abby and Libby, that were ritually sacrificed, and something to do with carving runes on them and the way they were killed, and they dipped their finger in the blood after they crushed the one girl's neck and put an F on the tree, and I forgot what that stands for, but I don't. Anyway, that's one of the things they do. And one of the fellas, and I didn't give Sam any links on this because most of you have to see, but he's this fellow, Doug Carter, in the police department, has his hand up on his forehead. And that is a Masonic sign for sympathy. So he's sympathizing with other brothers that have done this murder, these murders. And, I mean, we're just so much we're all tangled up in, and we have no idea about it. But before that, in Carroll County, this is Carroll County, Indiana, I found a link under one of the videos, and it's about a fellow named Jesse Snyder, S-N-I-D-E-R. And he was an Iraqi veteran, and he had bought a home and had a big building in it. And he and his friends would play a paintball with it, yeah, in there. So they would set off a firecracker to start a round and have their paintball stuff. So a deputy out there, and I'm not sure which one it was, from this same police unit, had heard these bangs and thought it was a gun. Well, I mean, what if it's a gun anyway? I mean, you know, so on somebody's property. Anyway, so he parked out by the corn and for 2.5 hours watched with binoculars. And they eventually went in and arrested them and everything. And the guy was, Jesse was, you know, quietly dealing with his PTSD. He had grown some marijuana. He had cannabis, had his plants. But nothing out of the way. He collected guns and taught others how to shoot. And he liked this job at the post office that he had, and it suited him well. But they busted in and made all these false claims and ruined his life and never retracted them. And, you know, if it was in the paper, it was at the back, so you wouldn't know, whatever, you know, they don't care. And he was eventually found alongside the road dead, and his friends don't know what happened to him, but this one video interviews, it's called The Reckoning in Carroll County, and then has some hashtags, Delphi Murders, Justice for Abby and Libby, Justice for Jesse, and this Jesse Snyder. And so it just shows you the corruption. And they're not going to be corrupt just once, okay? It's it's going to be continuing on. And like I said, I didn't give Sam anything to play, and I don't really have anything, but I find it very interesting because there's just so many things going on. Richard Allen is the name of the poor guy that's innocent that they're railroading. Diesel therapy, moving him around to different correctional establishments. And it turns out Mike Pence is good friends with the judge, a woman judge named Gull. And I don't know if any of you heard when I subbed for Robert Ravel and played an audio of Tori Smith, who's now dead, who was reading off the scorecard, basically, for a lot of these different freaks that they not only get their jolly, but it's satanic power that they get. And talking about how many ones that Pence boys, you know, he had raped and killed while he's raping them. And we don't want to believe this stuff is true. We don't want to believe they have human meat in the food. Well, it's there. They want us to be cannibals, all right? you know, I mean, they did the thing with Wickstrom and his friend, and I believed it, but of course, turned out to be a farce. And but the, you know, the video, the audio was a farce, but the fact that they do these things is true. And I've seen photo. That the lady that does snippets and snappets had come across, and it's disappeared, I think, now again. But and I don't know if I brought it up here or not, but the these are Jews, and in this black robe, he has this big basin, and the ones along the side of the table with this pubescent girl, and you know, they got censored on her parts, and her hands tied behind her back, but she's rigid. Because she's been killed and, you know, it's just been killed. She's being held up like a pitcher. And this other fellow has gashed her neck across the jugular and her blood is gushing into this large basin. So I don't know if that was getting in preparation for a holiday meal or what. Yeah. Yeah. My father one time, and I may have said this too. He grew up in D.C. and it, you know, but he's definitely like living in the country and raising us children and my mom. And so one time I was with him and he stopped by. There's this, I thought it was kind of sinister looking, but it's this brick building in a small town, Mount Holly Springs. And it's the only mansion really in the town, but it was the Undertaker. And if he's a Jew. So my father says, "We'll just wait here." And he pulled in his drive, you know, so he could pull out and he backed in, whatever. And he went in there and talked him out of some of the crackers and to bring me some to try. It was so gross and no flavor, you know, and little burnt spots. I don't know if that was the blood or what, but anyway. So we have the ones that are ruling us are the most barbaric, heathen, demonic, satanic, synagogue of Satan. And they're running the show, folks. You know, they own the currency, and whoever owns the currency owns whatever the currency is used for. And so to keep this going, they have to keep doing these horrific things. But I also wanted to talk to you about this bit of how something big in December is coming. And I'm starting to wonder now after watching recent things here with Trump, where he's pointing at his head, the finger gun, and saying Biden is shot. He's shot. He only has half a head. So all these inferences to assassinating him, Trump, and Biden. I mean, it's just, wouldn't that be perfect to just fake their deaths? I think you could kill them too, but just fake their deaths. And so you wipe the slate clean and who's left? You know, this is kind of what they did to Italy in World War II, and they've been through a government almost every year since. So you have to destabilize and to bring down an empire, and I think that's kind of what they're doing. And if anybody wants to call in, I'd welcome your calls. It's 512-248-8252. And if you need to, 1-800-313-9443, but 512-248-8252. And we can discuss anything you want to. I don't care. We can discuss what's what I've been talking about here or anything at all. But I just find it disheartening to see people so readily. You know, one place where I hang out a lot on the forum, and they're like, oh, if you see it, tell me about it. You know, this Napoleon movie. And it's just like, you shake your head, you know? I mean, come on. You're supposed to be mankinding all this stuff anyway, you know? I mean, you're starting to get up. More people will say, oh, yeah, well, don't, you know, I don't even click on Amazon if I can help it, let alone get anything from them. You know, and this is the only way to really have an effect. You can go march in the street if you want. You can get arrested and thrown in jail. You can do all kind of stuff like that. But until you hit them where it hurts, and that's not paying them anything, any more than you can help, all right? If you have to do certain things just to keep alive, fine. But you don't have to take their shots. You don't have to read their books. And when you do read books, be careful who it is, all right? Where's this coming from? You know, did Simon and Schuster put somebody up to it? You know, the little Jewish Neanderthals? You know, like Tom Bronco with the boom, about the boomers and the greatest generation before that. Well, this is all just rhetoric to make you hate yourself. And who said they can divide us into generations anyway? What are we, on their feedlot? I guess so. Our little ear tags? No, we're families. So step away from all their stuff. Don't let it permeate your mind. You know, this goes for the music, if you want to call it that. Music, I call it. They're paying you for, you know, you're paying them for more mind control. And we know about frequencies and how important they are. And do you want something healing or do you want to harm yourself? Well, if you want to harm yourself, keep doing everything they give you to do then. You know, I mean, you can believe this about Jesse in school. I mean, look what they're doing with schools now. Of course, they've been doing this all along. And what she's talking about with the hierarchy children, the ones that will be that are being trained to fill the positions as the others age out. They have to have that to keep going, too, so you can keep that from happening. All righty. Okay. It's first break of the second hour, and we'll be back in a few.
Attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafine, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Sie fliegen vorbei, die nächtlichen Schatten. Kein Mensch kann sie wissen, kein Jäger erschießen mit Pulver und Blei. Die Gedanken sind frei.
Die Gedanken sind frei. Thoughts are free. And I've had a couple more thoughts to go along with that. The hierarchy children, the ones they choose to train up to fill the spaces. The others are expendable. And the satanic witch, Oprah, has a couple, at least, girl schools in Africa. And there are other places. And to get the fetuses they want for the right, size for what they're making. Like, they have a headband with like 1-inch infant skulls, and so they impregnate them and then take the fetus when it's the right time, the right size, whatever. And so anyway, let's take some calls. We've got Layla in Canada here on line one. Hi, Layla. You there, Layla? Are you muted or something?
Sorry, yes, I was muted. I rarely do that. This time I did. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to catch a lot of your shows, but the one I really enjoyed was the one with Mike Gatti. He's excellent anyway, and you're doing a wonderful job. But
there's two there, 2 weeks with Mike Gatti, so that's 4 hours. Yeah.
Yeah, I only caught one of the shows, but I just tuned in now, just as you were saying that you will not buy from Amazon, you won't even click on it. Bravo!
Yeah.
I thought I was the only one.
Right.
As soon as I see Amazon, I immediately shut the page.
Either that or screw up, right?
Yeah, I don't care how badly I need something. First of all, he's a revolting person. And I'm certainly not going to enrich him by one more penny if I can avoid it. Not that we have pennies anymore, but we've got to get away from that. He's destroyed all local businesses.
Yeah.
What they set out to do.
If you look into his lineage and everything, too, you can see he was one of those that was trained up hierarchy to do what he's doing. See, you get to follow the threads. The more you get into this kind of thing, you see, it's not that by happenstance. And it's the same thing out west with the movie industry. Some starlet, no, heck no. Their lineage, their
all
bloodline.
All of them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Going way back.
Yeah. What's her name?
Producers.
Yeah. Natalie Wood. Natalie Wood turns out to be Anastasia's daughter. See, we're lied to about everything. We're lied to about Kennedy's exodus. I won't call it an assassination because he wasn't. Okay? He was hauled off to a Polish-speaking part of Russia, I guess it was. And that's also where Nicholas had been taken. They weren't killed like we're told. We're showed these pictures of them being shot, you know, against the wall. And every once in a while, you know, the Romanovs will say, oh, maybe it's them. Oh, wait, there's not enough bones here. It can't be them. You know, these are the martyrdom syndrome. We're supposed to worship these. And this is the same in different countries, right? Like I'm showing you here, right? They want you to be turned away from God and to worship man. And they're all in on it. You know, I was going to bring up this. Yeah, go ahead.
Are you saying that the Tsar's family was not actually murdered in that basement room by Bolsheviks?
Right. What I'm saying. You get down these rabbi holes and you can't get out.
What did they do with them then? I'm sorry if you've already discussed this. I don't want to make you repeat yourself.
Oh, no, it doesn't matter. I bring up stuff, you know, little bites here and there, different things. But they had friends in Japan, and they dressed like Japanese. The women were taken there, and the girls, and they were used for bloodline breeders. And Nicholas was taken, like I said, the same place JFK was taken to later.
Really? That's something I hadn't heard that, but it's not beyond, it's certainly not beyond belief. I believe that it is more likely than what we are told, because there's nothing that I can believe anymore.
Exactly.
That's one reason I don't even read anything anymore unless I know the author or the internet. I mean, I cut off the internet simply because all the internet service providers in Canada are of that breed, of that mm-hmm. non-human breed, especially the one that's the most successful. There are the big three, and one of them is definitely an evangelical Zionist, and I will not. They actually tried to replant my the cable because it had been damaged, and they were overcharging me for years. Finally, they tried to do that on my property without my consent. It was just unbelievable. So anyway, I don't have the internet, and I was going to liberate myself from it, cut the umbilical cord. I'd already done that 30 years ago with TV, but the problem is cellular data is so unreliable on a tablet. Gaza is occurring. Obviously, I'm sitting in front of my tablet all day long and all night long. But anyway, great job, Myron. I'm glad you're there, and I'll make a point of tuning in more often.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, call in again. Thank you.
I will. Bye for now.
Bye-bye. We'll be back in a few.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Subscribe to the Freedom Times monthly newspaper, published since 1985. That's right, 1985. The Freedom Times pulls no punches and observes no sacred cows or taboos. The perilous times we live in are too critical for anything but honest discussion of America's plight. The Freedom Times is the antidote to the lies and distortions of the fake news media. There's no better way to inform and enlighten Americans than by reading the Freedom Times each month. New subscribers may sign up at the special rate of just $29 for 1 year or $55 for 2 years. Subscribe online by going to AmericanFreedomNews.us or mail your subscription to The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. That's The Freedom Times, P.O. Box 218, Wildwood, Pennsylvania, 15091. Support America's best patriotic newspaper and one of the very few left by becoming a subscriber to The Freedom Times today.
Welcome to my fourth annual False Flag and Conspiracies Conference 2023, a virtual event on the 16th and 17th of December. Outstanding speakers: Ace Baker, Brian Davidson, Fred Lochter, Donald Jeffries, Stephanie Sledge, Dr. Meryl Ness, Giuseppe Vafangulo, Joaquin Egobian, Dr. Reed Labo, Jack Mullen, Joe Olson, Brian Davidson, Monique Lucan, Scott Bennett, Nick Kullerstrom, Russ Winter, Ron Avery, Miriam Hanane, John Kaminsky, Sarah Westall, Dr. Catherine Horton. This is something you don't want to miss. 500 free Zoom tickets are available. Register now. Go to falseflagsandconspiracyconference.com/tickets/ to get it now.
Now it's 3:33. Last hour was 2:33 when I said it was 3:33. So I see we have a couple more callers. Laura in Michigan on line 3, and then we have Kevin in Georgia on line 5. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Mer.
Hi.
When you were talking about General Flynn, I think you should look up Kelly Nelson. She writes for News with Views. Mm-hmm. She claims to know him really well.
Yeah, I know.
You know her?
I know who she is, yep.
Okay.
Do you remember John Stattmiller talking about her?
call
him an ice clinking in her glass, and he was in the bathtub, and she's putting down Christians, talking to him about Christians, and he's telling her, knowing that she's a Jew, that he said, "Why don't you people do something?"
Oh, I didn't know that, though.
Yep.
Also, I have an Amazon Alexa because I have to where I am, you know, to mm-hmm. get my networks in. And I'll tell you what I do. If I disappear, he'll know why. I'll ask a question once in a while. I'll say, "Did Joe Biden die in 2017? He'll say, "No, he's 80 years old now." I'll say, does Joe Biden use body doubles? And she'll say, "I can't answer that question." So I ask all these different things. I still be hauling me away one of these days.
I try to make it sing. They won't sing either. You try to make them sing.
Make Alexa sing?
Yeah.
I've never
I heard
done
somebody
that.
Doing that. And they'd say, "I can't do that."
Oh. Anyway, I like to ask all these questions.
Yeah. It's interesting how they're programmed, isn't it? And
right.
By the same line, we're all programmed depending on what we swallow.
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
I was just thinking, what you read What you played today about all these children? How horrible! How horrible!
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. I just heard something today. This was in fact on Catholic Radio, St. Mary's in Indiana, the girls' Catholic school.
Yeah.
They're letting in trannies now. And the bishop supposedly said he didn't knew nothing about it. He read it in the paper.
Oh, dear. That's one way. You know, just claim ignorance, right? So as it goes in the ad that Brother Nathaniel said, right, respect for anal sex.
Right.
Yeah. Respect for marriage. Yeah. Pretty gross. Yeah.
Anyway, I wish you would have had Mike talk about the weekday schedule, because I'm confused on when RBN comes on. When I ask Alexa to put RBN on, it switches me over to Art Rents all the time.
Yeah, in that clip I was playing that same day on Friday, can you get to the archives at all?
I can't do that now.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see. I don't know. We could do that, I guess, right, Sam? We could probably play the first part of, you know, how I give you that clip with Mike. If we could play, you know, closer to the beginning, you don't have to, there's some music and stuff, but, yeah, he gives out the schedule. Oh, good. Yeah. Well, we can go ahead and Laura, if you have anything else, if not, I'll move on to Kevin and then Sam will play the schedule.
It sure would help me if I knew what during the day, when I could get RBN in.
Right. The weekdays. He'll play it for you then. He's getting it lined up because that was on that I had Mikey, you know, at the first part of the show talking about the weekends. But before that, Chris had given out the schedule again for the weekdays. So,
okay.
Sam will play that after we take Kevin, okay?
Okay, good.
Thank you, Laura. Hi, Kevin. Kevin and George on line 5. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm amazed at the amount of topics you have, and I got a little bit sick listening to what they do to people. It's incomprehensible for someone like me to think that humans, but of course humans are more different than animals. You know what they do with bears is that attack humans because they have that taste for blood. They have to kill them just like that.
Yeah.
Maybe we should do the same to those creatures.
Yeah. Yeah. So
anyhow, both Salt Lake City and the UN have special rooms dedicated specifically for Satan. And also someone said that in Salt Lake City, if you know what I mean, there was some shapeshifters that they saw actually shapeshifting.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what Jesse's saying there in her affidavit. And she said it in other ones too, that they actually raise and groom children for this position, what they call wolves, like werewolves. Now, again, people don't want to believe this, but all this stuff is real and has been for a very long time, longer than this country's been around. You know?
Oh, yeah. I was part of the Mormons for a little bit, but I didn't do too much of that stuff. Everything that's secret, it's not of God. A couple other things. Did you know, you ever heard of helium-3? They can mine it on the moon in different places, but not the Earth. And they use it for reactors, and it doesn't leave any residue. It's fairly safe. And also, there's another thing called nodules that if you go off the continental shelf before the sea came up, down in the depths, there's what do you call it? What's happening up there in the in Alaska where the ground's catching fire because methane hydrate I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
If you take that stuff and you take it off the bottom of the ocean floor and you take it up, it's equivalent to like 50 tanks of gasoline. It's so intense, and of course it evaporates, and you know what it does to our atmosphere as well. Have you ever heard of that stuff?
Yeah, I have. And you know what it makes me think of, though, Kevin, too, is these are more proofs of the creation and Noah's flood. and it was worldwide. Now, a lot of people want to say, oh, no, it was just local, you know, world at the time. They keep trying to change what the stories, the real stories of this planet. I mean, the Bible, the scriptures are an earth manual. And a lot of that stuff, when was it? About 20 years ago? Yeah, about 20 years ago, maybe a little less. In New York, the Hudson, in the Hudson River, it shifted and it stunk terrible. But that's where all this vegetative matter that's been down there since the flood, right, was shifting. And they were blaming it on New Jersey, the stink, right? But people were coming out of their office buildings in New York City. And Wayne Madsen at the time picked up on it and cited what it really was. But I had a friend, too, that was looking into it. And the Hudson Canyon, I think it's called. So, you know, the canyon where the river is, it was shifting. And sometimes when it shifts, it lets loose, like you're saying, the methane, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, the mini ice age back in the 1700s or whatever, both the New York City Hudson River and also the where the Mississippi goes into the Gulf, both those areas froze up.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, the Mississippi flowed backwards there in 1811 when the earthquake in the New Madrid area. You know, it shifted and the river flowed backwards. The church bells in Boston rang. Okay. Just to show you the unity of things, right? And the frequency and how they're carried through the earth.
And, so, you know, a really interesting book is Angels Don't Play This Harp by
Nick Beckett.
It brings you up from ground zero all the way up. And I just fascinating.
Well, there's more of them, different places. And they're used to try and control the ionosphere. And there's other things they're doing, too. And we're not allowed to hear about it, you know. Unless they can make a weapon out of it, and then we can guess, right?
they actually have anything
that can be used usefully. They didn't want us to know. Like I was talking about plasma and Keshi's work. Yeah.
Did you know in the 1920s over in Europe there was a town of like I guess 400 or 500 homes that got their electricity free from the air, and Standeo is working on making a free energy like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, there's just so many things that they just don't want us to know about. You know, I mean, solar's good, you know, but it's not without its problems. You know, when you transition from DC to AC, there's an awful lot of dirty energy, dirty electricity that's harmful, you know.
I love your show, Murr, and you're doing a great job, but it's hard to digest sometimes because of the topics, but we need to know it. We need to be a realist, you know?
Yes. Yes, we do. And, you know, I have to say it as I see it, as the Lord directs me to share, and so I do. So a lot of people don't like it or can't believe it's true or whatever the problem is, but there's only Christ and Antichrist. Everything boils down to that, and we're seeing that fleshed out so much. You know, time will be shortened, otherwise there would be no flesh left and the very elect would be deceived, you know. So be not deceived and be not fearful.
And it's not by power and not by might, but by his spirit, and the guardian angels. We have no idea how much protection we have each day here.
That's right. And we need to be repentant and forgiving and getting forgiveness, but calling these angels to help us, you know, because like I said before, the demons don't care. They just barge in, right? They take advantage and suck off of any trauma, any negative energy, and just make that worse and worse, you know. But the guardian angels are there to help us. So, you know, recite the 23rd Psalm, call them in, you know.
Amen and hallelujah. I'll let you go, sweetie. I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, Sam, do we have enough time probably to hear that? And Laura, listen up.
First, let me... Yeah, okay. So...
So I'm just going to do the Monday through Friday stuff because, again, Saturday and Sunday, the weekends are unchanged.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you got to kind of get past some of his first stuff there.
10 p.m. to midnight Friday, okay. The final hour with Travis. And, you know, shouldn't that be the final lantern? I was joking about that yesterday. Obviously, it's, you know, the final hour in a different context. So
I'm going to come on. It's just final hour, I think.
Okay.
That'll help. It's not the final hour.
And then 12 a.m. Sin to Sin C with Dan Overhauser, which is pre-recorded. So what is the weekend deal? Can you do that in a nutshell?
Yeah. Just quickly, there are a few changes. We lost Vinny Eastwood, has moved. He's actually on with, I believe, Ground Zero now.
I think, Sam, and you might need to back it up some more.
Sad to see him go.
Given the week,
I think he was in a bad slot. Hopefully we can get him back on RBN at a time and a place that's better for him. But
Right. But before what I had you play is when he gives Chris gave out the week schedule. He was ending it there with Travis. Oh dear, I don't know the time. Let me see if I can tell real quick. Right. That was what we played to begin with. But if you go before that, because he was just finishing it up there with Travis and Sin C. So try 5 minutes. Try 5 minutes.
I'm just going to do the Monday through Friday stuff because, again, Saturday and Sunday, the weekends are unchanged. So okay. If there aren't too many, can you outline those? Because I've only seen the weekday changes. So there are changes on the weekend actually, but here's what Monday through Friday looks like. I know that the weekend is not unchanged. So that's, I've misspoke there. So, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. These are all central time, obviously, because everything revolves around Republic Broadcasting in Round Rock, Texas, as it should be, right? The John Moore Show with John Moore, 7 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, followed by yours truly, this broadcast, Road Warrior Radio, 10 a.m. to noon, Monday through Friday. And then followed now by Patrick Slattery, National Bugle Radio, 12 to 1 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then it starts to get interesting after that. In the 1 p.m. hour, Monday through Friday, Monday you have Steve Starr's Light Speed Times 2. Tuesday and Thursday, Dave Von Kleist. Dave Von Kleist is awesome. And so welcome back, sir. That's Tuesday and Thursday. Wednesdays, 1 to 2 p.m., Mark Anderson, Stop the Presses. Fridays, 1 to 2 p.m., Mark Dankoff, The Dankoff Report. 2 to 3 p.m., or excuse me, 2 to 4 p.m., I did that yesterday too. 2 to 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, Jim Fetzer, Authentic News. 4 to 6 p.m., Monday, Maggie Rose, The New Concord Hour, no, the New Concord Lantern, because now it's 2 hours. Tuesday through Thursday, Jeff Bennett, Edge of Darkness, 4 to 6 p.m., Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then 4 to 6 p.m. Friday, Ron Avery, In Search of Lawful Government. And then Richard Carey, Beyond the Official Narrative, 6 to 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then everything is much the same after that, right? Trump Phenomenon with James Kelso, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 p.m.
9 to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, in plain sight with Jeremy from Kentucky. Friday, 9 to 10 p.m., Willem Rappelum, Punch Bowl. 10 p.m. to midnight, Monday through Thursday, special selections of John Stadmiller on the National Intel Report. And then 10 p.m. to midnight, Friday, the final hour with Travis. And, you know, shouldn't that be the final lantern? I was joking about that yesterday. Obviously, it's, you know, the final hour in a different context. So
I'm going to come on. It's just final hour, I think.
Okay.
That'll help. It's not the final hour.
And then 12 a.m., Sin to Sin C with Dan Overhauser, which is pre-recorded. So what is the weekend deal? Can you do that in a nutshell?
Yeah, just quickly, there are a few changes. We lost Vinny Eastwood, has moved. He's actually on with, I believe, Ground Zero now. And I'm sad to see him go. I think he was in a bad slot. Hopefully we can get him back on RBN at a time and a place that's better for him. But I think the schedules may need to be updated, but Dave Scorpio has some extra time. Mike Gaddy, I believe, has some extra time just in the last few weeks. There have been a few changes on the weekend. I think other than that, everything is up to date. So mainly Vinny Eastwood's show is no longer on RBN live. And Dave Scorpio, I believe, has some extra time there. I think that's the main thing that I have not updated. And cool. That should be it.
All right. So that should do it for the announcements. There you go.
All righty. We got Mikey coming and going. Got him at opening the show and closing the show. Lord works in mysterious ways, doesn't he? That we should have that right there available for Laura and everyone. So we can always, anyone can check back with that if they forget when the, what's on next, who's on first. And I don't know what else to say. I enjoy this show so much, and I like being here with all of you and hearing what you have to say. And there's just so much hidden from us, but it again, now this is the third time, it just astounds me that we can know that we're under their thumb and we know who it is, right? And we know what they're doing, but yet people want to turn around and say, yeah, let's go to the movies. Can't get enough, huh? Talk about addictions. Oh, no, it's just a good movie. It's a bunch of BS. How much of it do you need to choke on? I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. I mean, I haven't been to a movie in forever, but I wasn't raised with movies either. I wasn't really raised with TV either. The cathode rays didn't pick up that well out in the country, and it was more fun being outside anyway. So we kind of need to get back to that with our children. They're afraid to go outside, but they're not afraid to cut their genitals off. It's insanity. So, I probably shouldn't say about another thing to listen to, but vcyamerica.org, and they have a lot of terrestrial stations all over the place, and I don't agree with their Zionism and all this nonsense. It makes me want to smash the radio when they're talking about poor little Israel, and meanwhile Israel is, the soldiers are dancing around and talking about killing Amalek and all the other stuff, and who's the bully? As someone that had been bullied and everything and sticks up for bullies, and I was watching his video, and he's saying, you know, I hear all this anti-Semitism and I hate bullies, and I'm sorry, people that are locked in tight next to the ocean and everywhere they tell them to go, they're the bullies. Everywhere they tell them, oh, go to the north, because we're, you know, we're basically cream in the middle of the place, right? And then once they're in the north, oh, you better go to the south because it's not going to be safe in the north. And by the time they get to the south, well, guess what? They're going to shoot them, and they are, like they're fish in a barrel. They want these people dead. They've been raised for generations, these Israelis, to hate everyone, but especially the Palestinians, because they got them right there so they can, you know, build this big wall up, and they're inhumane. They're inhuman, but we're inhumane, actually, is how it goes. But yeah, Max Egan had it on one of his, and you can find different places where they go into the schoolroom, and it'll be a woman, but it's from the IDF or wherever else hell, and they basically praise the children if they're vehement and hateful and ready to kill, you know? So this has been going on for generations there, too. So all this negative energy is being expressed. And you can keep it from being expressed within you and destroying you and your outlook. Another thing that's really part of that is pornography. It dehumanizes everyone and breaks up families, you know, and it's right there on your little scrying mirror, your little rectangle. I won't have one of them either. My wonderful neighbors, one time in winter, and everything was frozen up, and I was thinking about Dr. Parker and Masaru Emoto and melting snow, and they came with their, you know, the neighbors, they had pulled out his cell phone, and I said, what did we do before we had cell phones? Did we have faith? You know? Not incriminating or anything, it's just what I was moved to say. Like Elizabeth was moved to say when she heard Mary's voice. She exclaimed about her child moving in her. That was John the Baptist. And so we have this all through time, the struggle of good and evil, but good will win out. And thank you for listening, everyone. Hope to have a guest next week, and we'll see how that goes. So take care of yourselves and your loved ones. Спасибо, до свидания.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.